King County Democrats say they've been torn this year between resolving a workplace scandal in their own ranks and supporting candidates in this much-anticipated election year. Now they say they're ready to move on. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Over the weekend, the resignation of King County Democrats Chair Bailey Stober took effect. He stepped down at the end of a marathon meeting the week before over allegations of harassment and creating a hostile work environment. Stober said some of the accusations were true. Board member Bevan McLeod says it was an exhausting process for everyone.
I was there for over 14 hours. It felt like we were trying to reenact a courtroom trial.
McLeod filed the initial complaint against Stober over his treatment of Natalia Cos Vallejo, the group's executive director.
I feel very strongly that if we're going to change the culture around us, we have to take steps to address situations as they arise and call them out for not acceptable.
But McLeod says the investigation revealed shortcomings in the process that she wants to help correct. Meanwhile, volunteer board members weren't always sure how to proceed.
We really kind of got thrown into the midst of it.
Cecilia Jong chairs the King County Young Democrats. She says the process was divisive.
There were a lot of late evenings.
And McLeod says people were torn between investigating the complaint and getting focused on the current election.
Because we really need to get these policies set in place and we need to get Democrats elected. I mean, this is such an important year.
The King County Democrats chose longtime Democratic National Committee member Sharon Mast to serve as the group's acting chair. They expect to choose a permanent replacement in May. Jong says it feels good to finally be looking ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I think it's exciting.
McLeod says what sticks with her is the thanks she received from an older woman at the meeting who said, "You have no idea what we've had to endure." I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.